John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to all those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Well, as we're getting ready for a final carol, just to gather some of our Christmas thinking and feeling. A family's life is shattered by a tornado. And whilst that tornado is pulling everything the family had worked for into a million bits, it was pulling the family itself into its power. The last thing the mother did before the house collapsed on them, she dived onto her infant son. Her boyfriend, the boy's father, grabbed the basket of their little four-month-old baby, which was being swept up into the tornado. And he and the storm were fighting for the baby, and he couldn't hang on. And basket and baby were torn out of his hands and taken into the sky. And the baby disappeared, and their hearts broke. Later, in the dark and the driving rain, cradled in a tree, fast asleep, without a scratch, was the baby. That is a true story. It happened last week. You can check it in the news. This is a true story. A baby comes out of the darkness into the tornado of our world, ripped apart as it is by sin and wickedness and tears, and his parents' lives have, well, they've already been torn into confusion and suspicion, but they receive and they protect the gift born to them. And they're learning to believe and they place this gift into a manger, and he sleeps safely. And he's nurtured, and he grows, and he enters into his adulthood. And then he gives his life in a hailstorm of violence on the cross, and he dies. And then 3 days later, he walks out of death because he has defeated it. And he returns to the place he came from. And he promises that every single person who places their trust in him as their rescuer from sin and the destroyer of death will be completely forgiven and guaranteed everlasting life with him. No stranger story has ever been told. So strange, so gloriously, thrillingly, life-transformingly true. The Bible says the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And we have seen his glory. And we've seen his glory tonight. We've sung it. We've heard it. Will we receive the glory of his forgiveness and his love? Our carol service will close in a few moments' time. We'll have refreshments together. Maybe it's time for you to have another look at Christmas. There's a little booklet here. Have a happy, happy Christmas. And there's many free copies available by that column by the refreshments table. Maybe you've been stirred to get into your Bible again. We'll take away this little portion of the Bible, the Gospel of John, again, on the table, completely free. We'd love you to take it. But above all this Christmas, take God's gift of Jesus. Trust him. Own him. And discover him.